Welcome to Muskegon History and Beyond with the Lakeshore Museum Center. My name is Pat Horn. Today our podcast is going to examine the incredibly active life of Margaret Drake Elliott, noted naturalist, writer, poet, and librarian. For longtime residents of Muskegon County, the name of Margaret Drake Elliott might spark some memories, most notably for her frequent articles in the Muskegon Chronicle. However, for our younger audience, her name might not be as easy to recall unless you enjoy visiting the beach. Many of you have no doubt seen the sign for Margaret Drake Elliott Park on the south side of the Muskegon Channel as you pull into the parking lot for Pier Marquette Beach. But who exactly was she, and why was this honor given to her? Listen in as I do my best to unpack the life and impact of this treasure of Muskegon. Margaret was born in 1905 in a small farm town of Breckenridge, Michigan, near Alma. Her father was a traveling doctor, and he is credited with giving her interest in nature from a young age. As a traveling doctor in that community, he would often bring young Margaret along on his trips, and the two of them would observe nature and talk about the birds they heard or saw and the different plant species. When of age, Margaret would attend the University of Michigan, where she, as you might expect, majored in biology, but also zoology, earning master's degrees in both topics. It was at the University of Michigan where she met her husband. Both of them happened to be top students in the class. After school, Margaret and her husband were looking for a new place to settle in. Her only requirements were that they were to be located somewhere near a lake and sand dunes, and thus they decided on Muskegon, eventually settling in a house in the Bluffton neighborhood near the base of Pigeon Hill, where the couple would spend most of their life. Her husband got a job at the Chronicle, and Margaret looked for work in the local schools where she hoped to be a teacher. However, at the time, there were rules against hiring a married woman to be a teacher, and so she decided to go back to school and received a degree in library science, her third degree. She was then able to secure a job as a librarian at Muskegon High School. She would work in this role as her full-time job for the next 28 years, retiring in 1969. After the 1937 Centennial Festival in Muskegon, Margaret would also begin another long-term job when she was asked to join the board of the newly formed Muskegon County Museum. Her knowledge in the natural world was a great asset to the museum in identifying species and also helped provide knowledge for creating displays. She would stay on the board of the museum for 50 years, providing guidance, insight, and prestige for the museum. While these things would keep the average person busy, Margaret Drake Elliott was no average person and had far too many interests to ever sit still. Another long-term commitment she had was as a guest writer for the Muskegon Chronicle. It was these semi-regular articles that spread her fame to a large audience and made her a household name. In her writings, she would give the local bird-watching report and tips and tricks for attracting certain birds to your feeders. She would write about the different plants that were coming up and when certain flowers would bloom. She explained natural phenomena and waxed about the values and amazing features of the lakeshore, including her beloved dunes. I'm going to share an excerpt from one article she wrote about the area on February 5th, 1981, that I found poignant. There are few places in Michigan, I am sure, where one can find the city, the suburbs, and the countryside all in one place. They are all within walking distance, and that is a real advantage in these days of high-priced fuel and limited fuel. Paraphrasing our state's motto, if you would seek a beautiful community, look around you. It is great living here. Articles like this were very popular and continue to appear in the Chronicle for 50 years. In 1984, she published a book titled A Number of Things that was a compilation of her writings. In her life, she had over 400 published articles in 12 newspapers and also wrote 36 children's stories.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
She was also one of the first women in the entire United States to be published and recognized as an outdoor writer. Her knowledge on the natural world was such that she was used much like Google today. She would often receive calls or questions about things people had seen looking for identification or information on where to find certain species, and very rarely did she disappoint. She would even receive the affectionate nickname Bird Lady for her particular knowledge of birds. Her writings besides nature also extended to local Native Americans, and she and her husband often worked together to research and learn more about the natives of West Michigan and to share that information. In 1961, she was given the honor of being adopted in the Ottawa tribe and given an Ottawa nickname that translated into Friendly Teaching Lady. While all this writing certainly gave her name recognition and kept her somewhat busy, there was still plenty more Margaret Drake Elliott was interested in and wanted to be involved with. So this is the part of the episode where I list some, but I'm sure by no means all of the groups she was in. She was a part of the Muskegon County Garden Club, Alpha Xi Delta Sorority Organization, the Muskegon County Conservation Club, in which she was the first female member, Michigan and National Education Association, oh by the way, she taught college classes later in life, Muskegon Women's Club, Muskegon Library Association, Muskegon School Library Association, founding member of the Muskegon County Bird Club, founding member of the Muskegon County Museum, now this organization, and a founding member of the Michigan Botanical Society. But wait, there's more. She was also involved in the West Michigan Herbal Society, the Michigan Audubon Society, in which she was vice president, and most likely would have been president had the rules allowed for a female president at the time, president of the Muskegon branch of the American Association of University Women, president and member of the Muskegon Women's Club, and member of the Poetry Society of Michigan. Oh, and she loved to quilt. An article about her in 1999 by Susan Harrison puts this all into perspective quite well. Quote, "All of this, even her newspaper writing, were just her hobbies." End quote. It will come as little surprise, then, that she was selected as Career Woman of the Year for 1963. According to the Chronicle, when her list of accomplishments and hobbies was read, it was greeted by shocked gasps from the audience, who were astounded at all she had done. So what did the Woman of the Year win? Well, her choice of either an entire vacation or business wardrobe, and a plaque with her accomplishments and image. I didn't find out what option she picked, but I seriously hope she took the vacation wardrobe and took a nice long vacation, as it sounds well-deserved. Margaret's days were often so busy that she would find herself starting her day and ending her day in the same location, but talking or participating on a completely different topic. In 1992, the city of Muskegon decided to honor her and rename what was known as Spider Park to Margaret Drake Elliott Park, which is located on the south side of the channel right before Pier Marquette Park and close to the dunes and home she loved so much. Margaret Drake Elliott passed away in 1999 at the age of 94. That year, she was selected to the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame for her lifetime of accomplishments. I will end our episode today with one final quote from the paper about her. Quote, "Along with Lake Michigan, sand dunes, and all types of birds, one of West Michigan's greatest natural wonders is Margaret Drake Elliott." End quote.